All right, everyone, it's another edition of Grim Rants into the Heavens, and we've got some things to talk about. First and foremost, I want to start with something I didn't think I was going to be talking about, but I looked on my social media today, and of course, a friend of mine, she's a goth, kind of older goth in her 30s, does piercings and all that kind of stuff. Basically, she asked that old question that I thought older women, you know, slightly older women were going to start asking. What happened to old school dating? She says something to the note of, you know, I liked it when men used to take me out to dinner and to a movie and we'd go do fun stuff and they didn't want to sleep with me and it wasn't all about sex. And, other women were in there and they complained and they said, yeah, all these young guys, they just want sex. And then they were talking about that older men are kind of like that new, like that too. Yeah, older men are kind of like that as well. So, I don't really know. I mean, it's just them. I don't know what kind of men they're talking with as far as the older men. I don't know. But, what they might be surprised by is that the younger women that they aren't anymore are actually preferring this. In fact, there was one guy that said after he got divorced, he spent $150 on one date and $250 on another. And I don't think he spent any more money after that. Guys are starting to realize, hey, this is costing me a lot of money. And he said that they never got back to him. Then another man says, well, I just got ghosted. I took him on a picnic. It didn't matter what we did. They ghosted me. So, yeah, that's what's going on. And I've got to tell her, as I will tell you, the old traditional model of dating is never coming back. It's done. Put a fork in it. It's finished, folks. The old traditional model of dinner and a movie is absolutely done. She says hookup culture ruined it. And yes, it did. And you don't go back and fix that. The cat does not go back into the bag. That's it. It's done. It's over with. Finito. Finished. Kaput. It's over. So just realize that. And as you get older, which you will, God willing, you're only going to continue to complain about the same thing over and over and over again. So, I don't know. I think it's not a good thing. Of course, this one guy, he decided to open his mouth and he said, well, you know, most girls wouldn't like me because I like to play Smash Brothers for 4 hours and like anime or something like that. And yeah, there's a lot of guys like that. But yeah, they're not really that interested in women. I mean, I'm not saying they are, but you know, they have the waifus and a lot of guys just get into the waifus at that point. And that's fine. I was going to tell him, I'm blocked for a couple days, but I was going to tell him, you may as well pick your waifu now, because, like, that's pretty much what you're going to be doing. So, enjoy, yeah, or pick your several waifus, which is not a death sentence at all. Matter of fact, it might be better for the guy than being completely just destroyed by the dating scene, because no. The women are not going to be with somebody that wants to play the Smash Brothers and all that kind of thing for hours. That's just not how it's going to work. So, I mean, it's done, guys. It's done. It's done. We know it's done. We had that chat with Drexel, and that was really good. I didn't know how that was going to turn out. Honestly, I thought DP was going to be upset with that one. I was expecting to be really pissed because I thought, you know, I thought Drexel was going to come down hard on him about the dating, but actually, no, they They got along a lot better than I thought they did, and it was a wonderful conversation. So I'm really glad we had it. And everything was very respectful, and it was very mature, and it was handled in a very good sense that I think will help guys that are on the path right now. And just even kind of showed that DP is kind of moving on the path. He said if it happened, it happened, but I'm not really that worried about it. And again, he's not calling himself MGTOW. He's just saying, you know, I'm okay if I have to be, you know, by myself. I can do that. I can do a lot of things for myself. I don't need to have this woman or whatever. There's a lot of things I can do. Maybe he's getting more into those games. I don't know. I don't know. I know he's getting an SRP. So, he's looking forward to that, I guess. But, it's just a very weird situation we have right now. And it's not going to be so weird after a while. Pretty soon, it's just going to be the name of the game. It's going to be what happens when you date. It's just going to be polyamory or Demolition Man, where you just put on your... I mean, that's what I talked to Drex about. I said, you put on your little glasses, and there's your... girlfriend or boyfriend or your waifu or your houseplant, whatever the hell you're into, and you can interact with them, and or it, depending on if you do like the houseplant. But yeah, joking aside, yeah, you'll be able to interact with them, and it'll be a fun little time, and there you go. Also, yeah, this is a redesigned Slash Man. I don't know why they did that. I guess they didn't like the original design of Slash Man, so they decided to redesign him. But yeah, and Waifu Watcher has definitely made this point known with his video that went viral and got all kinds of death threats and people sending him gore videos talking about that's what they want to do to him, you know, hoping that he'll die. And, you know, it really sucks because all these people are LGBT pronoun people, and every single one of them is wishing him the most horrible things because he wants these waifus. And I'm like, look, there's going to be a... there's going to be a point where they're just going to have to get used to the waifu folks. That there's people that like waifus and you may not like them or appreciate the art or what the canonical age is or anything. But people are going to want waifus. There's guys that want waifus. There's guys that love waifus, and that's what they want. Right? That's their thing. This is not a thing that was a thing when I was young, okay? I remember anime. I don't remember getting that crazy over the female characters. But now I see why guys are doing it. And, well, I mean, you just have to face facts that what they have now is... The kind of women that we have now and the expectations that they want is ridiculous. And... of course these guys are going to pick these waifus. You know, I can't blame them. And dating is pretty much dead. They'd rather date dinner in a movie with a waifu. You know what? I bet a lot of guys would like that. If we had a virtual... okay. Alright, let's play the scenario out. If you didn't have to pay money for it, but you could take your virtual waifu with you, you put on your little goggles or your glasses... and you see your waifu there, and you grab her hand, and you take her to a virtual, I don't know, cafe for coffee, you know. You would probably like that, right? Like, you would enjoy that. That would feel very much like a date, right? You could look at her, and she would look at you, and you could talk, and it would be like an automated conversation, and it would be okay, I guess, and... that would work for you. But then there's the, let's see, the movie. Okay. And I've taken women to movies. I've taken women to several movies. I saw some really good movies with women. I saw the first Resident Evil with a date. I saw, what was that one movie? It was Seven Samurai, but it was a remake, and it had, what is his name? Idris Elba. Idris Elba was playing a cowboy, and this is before he did The Dark Tower, which I don't hate and actually own a copy of, thank you. But this is before he did it. It was Magnificent Seven, and it was pretty good. I took a girl to it, and we liked the movie. We thought it was pretty good. So that was fun. But yeah, I've taken women to movies before, and I've enjoyed it. I paid for the meal. We ate at the food court. You know, there's this one place. We both got, I think, the same thing. And she liked it. And I mean, it was good. It was pretty decent, you know. Remember, I took one, like, what was it, CD shopping? That was a bad idea for me. Because, of course, I'm like, oh, I got to buy this and that and the other. And then, of course, we went to see the movie. That was fun. It was really good. I liked that. Me and her didn't get along that well later. She has a lot of shit that she had to work out. Like, still has to work out. She's just got a lot going on as a crazy alt girl. Now she's a former porn... before there were thoughts. You know, she used to be one of the first Chatterbait girls. So she made lots and lots and lots of money doing that. And I never saw that coming, but that's what she did. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to get all into her story, but yeah. I would not have any problems taking a girl, or a waifu girl, you know, whatever. Whatever we have, whatever the 3D, you know what I mean by the 3D, like the being a dick type renders. Stuff like that. Daz 3D, I guess you could say. Model like that would be okay. I'm not big into the cartoon look. I like the art, but I don't know if I could actually, like, hold the hand of, like, a cartoon character? Maybe a Western one? I don't know. I'm not opposed to anime. I have all kinds of, waifu stuff in my house, but I'll probably add Western stuff to it, like Rogue in a bikini and stuff like that, because I like that. I like classic heavy metal, and I'm not talking about, I like classic heavy metal too, but I'm talking about classic heavy metal magazine, like the comic magazine Tarna and stuff like that. I've always liked that kind of stuff, so I want that kind of stuff in my house as well, not just, you know, the Japanese or Eastern side, but also like Western stuff. You know, I wouldn't mind having posters of some of those characters. I like those characters, too. So, I would not mind doing that. It would not be an issue for me at all. It'd probably be better than some of the dates I've had, honestly. I mean, they weren't all winners. But yeah, as far as dinner and a movie goes, the traditional dating, hanging out with a girl, going to a show, concert, all that's gone. I'll probably do it in VR. Like I said, with like a comic book character or a Daz 3D model or something like that, that would be fine. But yeah, I mean, everything, again, when I talk about the conversation I had with Revy, that really does open a lot in my mind as to what I might be doing in my later 40s or 50s or whatever. And it's fine. Like, I can see myself as an old guy doing that. I'm not even fucked up about it. Like, honestly, I'm not anymore. There was, like, a part of me years ago, it's like, well, what if you... No, I have something that is just good enough, you know? And good enough is fine with me, because I never wanted perfect. I just wanted good enough. And if I can get good enough, and good enough works for me, I'm not going to complain. Because there's people that don't have anything at all. Like, they'll never be able to experience that kind of technology. So, I don't know. But it is a very interesting situation that guys are preferring these waifus now, and people are preferring to hook up more than they are dating, even though I think a lot of the waifu guys prefer to go on dates. Like, I don't, like, dates with their waifus? I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I don't think it's just a sexual thing. I think a lot of guys want a romantic occasion with their waifus. I'm not exactly sure on that one, but at least that's what I want, you know. But yeah, it's been a rough day. I don't want to keep you guys too long and have too much of silent pauses. But this will be the end of Grim Rants Into the Heavens. I've got to start The Invisibles now, which was requested by a fan, longtime fan. So yeah, I decided, hell, why not? It's 60 issues. I might as well get started, right? I haven't even finished it myself. I'll try to explain it as well as I can. Obviously, you on YouTube won't see it because of, like, copyrights and shit, but I'll do it on other platforms, so you'll get to see it there. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. I'll see you next time on Grim Rants Into the Heavens.